So there's a lot of stories about movement in our scriptures. Journeys, pilgrimages, exiles, exodus, floods, a traveling preacher wandering around Galilee, callings to a new place, meetings on the road. The list goes on. And there's plenty of movement in our readings from today's scriptures. Firstly, our Hebrew scripture guidebook to the Middle East, or at least that's how it feels when you read it through the first time. The story of the beginning of Abram's journey, his calling from Haran to go to where God was going to lead him. There's something about the simplicity of this story that's quite striking. Abram, not yet renamed Abraham by God, is asked to leave his comfortable and familiar home life and set out on a journey to a place where God has not yet revealed. And he goes. That's it. No hanging about, no deliberation, at least none that we're told about. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Get up and go, says God. And Abraham goes to a new place which he does not know, all based in his faith, his willingness to trust the divine. Simple and terrifying. Imagine how it would feel if God said to you, get up and go somewhere, leave everything behind, and I will show you it. I will bless you if you do it, but you just have to rely on faith. How many of us would say, yes, of course, God. Pack up the family and a small dog with attitude in a camper van and head off somewhere on the Trans-Canada. That may be a very personal reflection. Though obviously you have to time that Trans-Canada bit carefully or you won't even get out of Victoria. To be honest, most of us get uncomfortable with small changes. I mean, some of us can hardly cope with the change in the content of a Eucharistic service, let alone leaving all we have for God's call. Bishop Anna's charge to Synod from a few weeks back is now available online, both as part of the Synod Eucharist video on the Cathedral website and also available in the Faithtide section of the Diocesan website as a printed version. You can also get Carol Ann to run off printed versions of Faithtides, and there's at least one copy up there. I've already quoted Bishop Anna's sermon a few weeks back. The core of the sermon was, the future will not look like the past, and the future is bright. And there was more, obviously, that took this further. If I may quote again, actually it's my sermon, so I will quote again. She said, I have searched the Hebrew scriptures and the New Testament a few times, and I have never found a story where God has come to any person or group of people and said, stay as you are, don't change anything, I'm going to make this easy for you. But oh, how we long for this to be the case. And she continues, as well, God has also never come to any group of people and said, throw the baby out with the bathwater, get rid of everything and start over entirely. The truth is always somewhere in between. By the grace of God, it's not usual that we are called to leave everything behind. Though if we are committed to working in partnership with the divine, it's always an option. It's one of those strange combinations that God has. Be willing to do this, change this, be open to this, and you will often find that what you're doing is what is best at this time. Exactly what you're doing, doing it as you're doing it. And the challenge is still there. To be willing to move behind what we, beyond what we find comfortable and easy and strike out in faith. We know that we cannot continue to keep doing what we are doing at this time and hoping that the world around fits in. That way lies madness. In our gospel, we have an equally striking example of someone whose life is completely changed by God's call. This time, it is Matthew, or also known as Levi. I'm not going to make the joke about the jeans. The tax collector, who was, on being told by Jesus to follow, followed immediately. Again, here is someone renewed, transformed, and brought to new life by being open to Christ's, to Christ, and responding with faith. It is faith and an openness to the divine call that energizes and inspires and leads these people to respond to God. It is faith that makes all things possible, that makes it possible to experience more than we can ask or imagine. Faith is a slippery term and often misused, but for the purposes of this sermon, I want us to think of it not as a particular belief or an assent to a doctrine, but instead our trusting response to the love of God, to the divine reaching out to us and calling us to transformation. So is our faith lively? Is it energetic? Does our faith make us willing to move on and go wherever God may call us? It may not be a physical movement like Abraham or Matthew. It may be about changing our minds or hearts or our attitudes, learning to accept new things, leaving behind that which prevents us moving. It may be individual. It may be for us as community. It may be as part of the wider Anglican communion. However and wherever we hear, are we ready for the call? The result of this openness, of being willing to let go of the ways we've always done things, of stepping out into the unknown, are that renewed and transformed life which brings healing and wholeness, justice, new life and new hope. In the second part of our gospel reading for today, we have that inspiring story of the faith of one woman willing to take a risk, a woman who braved the crowds to touch Jesus and be healed from that which had held her back for so many years. This woman who would have been an outcast for all of the time she had been hemorrhaging reaches out for what she needs. She has trust that Jesus is able to heal and restore her. And Jesus affirms that faith. He says it is that very faith which has healed her. And again, following that, we have the miraculous story of the raising of the daughter of the leader of the synagogue, named in one of the other Gospels as Jairus. It's a story that, like the woman with hemorrhaging, merits a sermon in itself, and I have indeed preached on it a number of times from this pulpit. I will just say this time that it is again a story of how an encounter with Christ leads to new life. And this encounter is not just for us to keep within these walls. The transformation is one which is meant to bring life to all those we share our lives and this world with. It's not just for those of us who are properly religious or who share our viewpoint, but for the outcast, the excluded, the silenced and the invisible, those on our streets and those shut away from the world's view. We are called to be those who are criticized for spending time with the tax collectors and sinners of our day. We are being called, I believe, not just to consider our internal processes and our activities as a church, but called to that movement beyond our walls, which sees us continuing to learn, to connect, to advocate, and ultimately in partnership with the divine and with one another, to transform the unjust structures of our world. We are being called to take risks, to step out, and to have and to embody a living faith. Pray God it may be so. Amen.